Canadian Hockey League would be weaning off from their import goaltenders. And we learned that this year, in this coming draft, I should say, you could select a goaltender in the first round. Beyond that, you could not. And after this draft, no longer could a Canadian Hockey League team select an import goaltender. At first, we kind of thought, well, okay. Then all of a sudden, you let it set in a little bit. And all of a sudden, there was some real questions about it. And I'm very pleased to welcome in our next guest to try and shed a little light on it. The commissioner of the Western Hockey League, Ron Robison, joining us down the Subway Fresh Take hotline. Mr. Robison, how are you, sir?
Very good, Ryan. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it as well. As you probably heard, there has been some, I guess, backlash to this and some criticism to it. But I guess if you could shed a little light on why the CHL has decided on doing this, just with some specifics that you may be privy to.
Well, yes, Hockey Canada and the Canadian Hockey League have been partners on a number of programs for many years and have had a lot of success both internationally and domestically developing players. And I think these discussions have been going on for several years with respect to the challenges that we're facing currently in the Canadian system around development of goaltenders. And Hockey Canada came to us and indicated that we really need to put more emphasis, more attention in this particular area, and could we make some adjustments in our league, and consequently, out of respect for our partnership, we did that.
It's a pretty serious initiative or move, I guess you would say. I mean, specifically, how do you answer it? How does this help this situation in the development of elite goaltenders?
Well, there's certainly, I think, when you look at the Canadian Hockey League, we're the highest level of development in the Canadian system, and it's very important to give Canadian players, first and foremost, that opportunity. We are a Canadian league. We are all about Canadian players, and it's our responsibility to make sure that that's our first priority. And although there were the numbers weren't significantly high, they were growing numbers with respect to import goaltenders. And as well, we just felt at the top level in the game that there was a declining, quality of goaltenders that were being produced in the Canadian system. So when we looked at it, we felt that we needed to give more opportunity to Canadian players. At the same time, work with Hockey Canada in developing a very comprehensive development plan for goaltending in this country.
Only 12 import goaltenders across the entire CHL. And with the rationale, I guess, that you just laid out then, because we are looking at a Canadian Hockey League, is it reasonable to think that maybe we could go down this road with defensemen and forwards as well?
No, I think the Canadian Hockey League certainly views itself as the top development league in the world for junior age players, and we will still be in a position to accommodate import players as well as American players in the future. I think that helps our Canadian development, quite frankly, when our players get the opportunity to play against the best players in the system, whether it be from the U.S. or from internationally. But again, we're a league that's over 90% Canadian in terms of its player content and will continue to be, but we feel those other elite players help our players get better at the same time. But we have not had any discussions, nor do we envision any changes to any future quotas with respect to imports or American players.
Ron, just to curious, you mentioned that not only is it more Canadians, less Europeans in net down the road, but you're also working on building other development plans for netminders. Can you shed light on what some of those things are and maybe where they would tie in, whether it be at the CHL level or maybe earlier in the development path of a goaltender?
Well, Hockey Canada is working on developing the details of that plan, but this weekend we have a goaltending camp in Calgary, which Hockey Canada is holding for elite goaltenders who are part of the Program of Excellence and ultimately candidates for the World Junior Program. And I think at the regional and domestic levels, and especially at the grassroots level, there's going to be more and more emphasis. And again, looking at the issues surrounding goaltending, is it the economic challenges, is it the position itself? What are the factors that are causing us, I guess, to have fallen back, if you will, a little bit in goaltending? And that's something that we're going to study very carefully with Hockey Canada.
What's the feedback been from your owners, who obviously are heavily invested in this league and this level of hockey, as well as the fans? Because we opened the phone lines on Tuesday, and I would suggest it was about 80 to 90% against this ruling in terms of what the fans wanted to see. What have you been hearing?
Well, I think if you're a hockey team or if you're fans, obviously you don't want any restrictions on your talent pool at any time. And we've been very clear that our plan is to continue to offer the best development for players, not only in Canada, but on a worldwide basis. But in this particular area, I think we have to respect the fact that in Canada, we have a problem and we have to address it. And, our partnership with Hockey Canada on the World Junior Championships and other programs has been very successful for many, many years. And it's out of respect for that partnership that we need to address it so that ultimately we can continue to develop goaltenders, but also develop elite goaltenders who can help us compete internationally at the same time.
Is it really a problem, Ron, or is this something that might be getting blown out of proportion? Like, I look at last year's top drafted netminder, his last name is Subban Malcolm, and then this year it's going to be Zach Fucali by a landslide. I mean, are we really, is this actually a really big problem?
Well, I think it is in terms of the depth of the system. We still do develop elite goaltending. I think when you look at our performance internationally, we haven't had the goaltending, quite frankly, in recent years that we'd like to have. I think there's a number of areas that we can point to, but, the Canadian system always has great depth of players being produced, but we want to make sure that we're focusing on this particular area right now because it's such a key position. There's a limited number of opportunities in the Canadian system, and we just felt, all things taken into account, that this was something that that Hockey Canada had asked us to take a look at. We studied it very carefully with our group collectively, and we arrived at this decision.
WHL Commissioner Ron Robison joining us down the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Let's switch gears, if we could, Ron, for just a moment. Let's just talk about the upcoming NHL, the NHL draft, and just, I guess, the WHL representation. You've got some high-profile guys, another solid year for the Western Hockey League, and I guess just, you know, the look at the sheer numbers of guys that you think will be drafted from your league into the NHL.
Well, I think rather than speculate on the numbers, I really look at the quality of the players that we're developing. And you mentioned that, Ryan, that I think that when you look at the individuals involved, whether you're talking about a Seth Jones or a Hunter Shinkarak right from Calgary or Curtis Lazar of the Edmonton Oil Kings, just to mention a few, these are real quality hockey players, but also quality people and have real leadership capability and are going to be great professionals at the National Hockey League level for many, many years. And I think that obviously the NHL has an extensive amount of research on players, but when you look at the quality of the talent that we're producing, not only in the Western Hockey League, but the Canadian Hockey League overall, you could argue these players are more complete, more ready to turn pro than they've ever been. And at the same time, we certainly want them not to rush their development and move on to the next level too quickly. I think we're doing a great job of producing talent for the NHL. When you look at the Canadian Hockey League, it's over 50% of the talent pool, and they look to us to continue to produce it. And I think that the products that are coming out of our system now are better than ever before.
The latest ISS hockey rankings for the draft has 8 players in the Western League projected to go in the top 30. Historically, is that superb or is that the standard? I mean, that seems like a really more of a bumper crop than what any major junior league would come to expect annually.
Well, we've been expecting those results for some time now, to be honest with you, and we always expect to be a leader in that category. Last year, of course, we had an incredible situation where 5 of the top 8 players selected, all defensemen, were chosen from our league in the first round. So, when you look at those kind of results, I think we've come to the point where we're maybe always have high expectations for the draft. But, I think more importantly, we're really pleased for the families. Our clubs do such an outstanding job. The quality of coaching, the facilities in our league now are really at a level where we're producing some outstanding young players, and they're going to be great NHL players in the future for sure.
Ron, just some of the items that came up during your annual general meeting that you had. I mean, one thing that stood out for me from what I've been looking at is the concussion management safety program that you guys have had. Just share some numbers with us, if you could, and just the success you're having with your 7-point plan.
Well, we were very concerned, obviously, when we started to collect data on concussion and enter into a concussion management system 7 years ago. And through that process, we've developed a very good system of collecting data, but also detecting and managing the injuries. And two areas which are particularly important to us is the number of occurrences, of course, of concussion injuries during the course of the year. And this year, it was over 22% decrease from the previous season in terms of concussions. And in fact, in playoffs, and that might just attribute to the style of play, it was down even more than 22%. So we're really excited about that. I think we're really encouraged by the fact that the 7-point plan, which is a very comprehensive approach to player safety, ranging from everything from the changes to playing rules to discipline to the respect on the ice the players are expected to show to educating both coaches and players. It's a very comprehensive approach to trying to address this matter, and we think we're making some progress, and it's certainly there's more work to be done, but we're encouraged by the results.
That is encouraging. Ron, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy day, and we will talk to you very soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.